On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. At Columbia University in New York, students have moved into Hamilton Hall, the same campus building occupied in 1968 during the Vietnam War. Today, students have ignored multiple deadlines to break up their weeks-long encampment and have inspired the pro-Palestinian protest movement spreading across dozens of other campuses. This week, in Virginia, Georgia, and Texas, police have moved in. In Austin, police in riot gear arrested dozens of protesters yesterday at the University of Texas. Audrey McGlinchey with member station KUT has this report.
By early afternoon, protesters had formed a circle using plastic fold-up tables as barriers on the main lawn of the UT Austin campus. Within an hour, state and local police began arresting people. Sebastian Robledo is a second-year film student who joined the protests.
We can't voice our own opinions and, like, have, like, cops come show up. It's not right. It's not fair. It's our First Amendment speech.
A university spokesperson said protesters verbally assaulted staff, and the group organizing the protest threatened the university online. Later in the day, protesters tried to block a police van with those arrested inside from leaving campus. Police used what appeared to be tear gas and flashbangs to disperse the crowd. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.
A shootout between police and a suspect being served a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, ended with the deaths of four officers and the suspect. Authorities say police killed the gunman after he fired on them. Four other officers were wounded when they rushed in to rescue the downed officers. A three-hour standoff ended with a woman and a 17-year-old being taken in for questioning. Governor Roy Cooper visited with the families of the fallen officers.
There really aren't words that you can say, because obviously the families of these officers who've lost their lives this afternoon are in shock and despair.
President Biden has issued a statement calling the officers heroes. Prosecutors in Arizona say they will not retry George Kelly. That's the border rancher charged in the shooting death of a Mexican citizen found on his property last year. From Arizona Public Media, Danielle Camara reports.
Defense attorney in the case, Brenna Larkin, says when the mistrial was declared last week, the hung jury voted 7-1 in favor of a not guilty verdict.
I'm glad it's over. We got the right result. I would have preferred a not guilty verdict, and then this would always be gone forever, and they would never have to worry about this.
Prosecutors say they decided not to retry due to the unique challenges and circumstances surrounding the case. Kelly was accused of killing undocumented migrant Gabriel Quen Butimea, but the defense argued that investigators were biased against Kelly and an unknown person killed Quen Butimea. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Camara in Nogales, Arizona.
This is NPR News. Lebanon is known for its fossilized tree resin, also known as amber. It's home to at least 450 outcrops of amber from the early Cretaceous period, which, as Ari Daniel reports, was an important time in Earth's history.
Our planet was different 130 million years ago. Danny Azar is a paleontologist at the Lebanese University.
It was a tropical climate with very humid, dense, and dark forest.
Made up of ferns and conifers and teeming with dinosaurs and insects, this was the moment when flowering plants first arose, transforming the world into the one we know today, filling it with pollen, an abundant new food source that insects evolved to consume. The 500 pounds of amber that Azar's collected across Lebanon over the years come from this critical time.
It's a gift.
Especially when the amber contains fragments of plants and insects from the early Cretaceous period, giving us a window into the past. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
In Botswana, conservation workers are racing to rescue hundreds of hippos stuck in the mud. A scorching drought has been drying up water sources, including at a lagoon in the northwest, trapping the enormous animals in the muck. Workers are pumping in water in an effort to ease them out, as well as providing food to them. Hippos have also been reported stuck as rivers dry in Namibia. Asian shares are trading mostly higher as investors await a series of economic data due this week. Roughly a third of the companies in the S&P 500 will report their latest earnings. It's NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.